liberate your fragile frame.
Ladies and gentlemen, not to take him out of the mix, but this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just got done with M&T's Audio Adventure, last show of the semester. So sad, but not the last show ever. They'll probably just have a different time slot. Stay tuned. I'm sure they'll find a way to tell you. They're great people. Stay attached to the show. They've got good music taste, too, in my professional opinion. I've had the show for longer than them, so obviously I, like, know what I'm talking about. And since I do, it doesn't take me an entire song length to log in to the radio, and that is not why. I'm going to just play a track while I get set up here. So I've been playing a little bit of Mr. Bill here and there throughout the semester, a lot when Mechanomorph came out, and I think this will just be a nice... fun little soothing, not soothing, but like, I don't know, calmer intro slash get used to the show, what we're about to hear. Very electronic, a little experimental. I really love how smooth he can move from one part of the song to the next, even though they can be very different. Those transitions happen like really cleanly. And I like the mix here of a lot of really speedy kind of like euphoric samples and a lot of much slower, dreary kind of like gloomy samples. At the same time, kind of see if you can tell what I'm talking about. There's a lot of really quick chirps and a lot of like droning kind of almost like haunting sounds in the background at some points, and they're really fun. So this is crowdsourced data off of Corrective Scene Surgery, and I'm gonna get logged in here and get set up.
Thank you.
a guest again. Guests, say anything.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we can hear you loud and clear. Same guest as last time. Do you have a DJ name yet?
Oh my, no, yeah. I was waiting to tell you.
Oh, you came up with one?
I did.
I'm nervous.
It's, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wait. I need to...
You need to remember it? Or are you, like, getting into
I need
the,
to figure out how to deliver it.
You have
it.
To get into the character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's... It's really silly. Tarikarikarisa.
That's like, that's actually pretty good.
Isn't
I'm
that
not
kinda
gonna
good?
Lie. No, that's gas.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, I hate it.
I like
lot,
just thought of it like one morning. I was like, yes. Like, if I come back on the show, yes.
I have to be Tarikarikarisa. But it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. There you go.
I got you. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, mine is still Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Diego. Does that.
Yeah.
You just gave me such a, like, straight face, like, a participation award.
It's, you know, it's getting there.
It used to be the Rady Bros show, and it was, like, me and, like, my roommate and one other dude on our floor. And
oh,
it was,
three?
Like, yeah, it was Rady Bro 1, 2, and 3. And we only had that for, like, one semester. And at the same time, I was doing this show, Button Pushers, with Harrison. So I had
oh,
two shows.
Oh, you did two shows?
Yeah. Oh. I had one at 1 a.m. and one at 5 a.m. They were
oh, you've
fun.
Told me this.
Yeah.
That
not
that
at the same
crazy.
Day. That would have been nuts.
No.
Yeah. But oh, well. But that was Crowdsourced Data. A lot of that album is kind of like that, so go check it out. Lots of collabs, too. And a lot of collabs with some of the same people that are on Mechanomorph. So if you liked it, check it out. What did you think? You just kept saying, like, oh, it's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very, like, I don't know. It's definitely experimental, but, like, it's fun.
But I feel like it was experimental pop-ish.
Yeah,
like, pop.
Like,
it was very poppy, like, upbeat, which I liked.
Yeah.
My friend who did shout out, and then she said it sounded like the noises her computer would be making if it was, like, going through it.
Yeah, right?
It's funny. Like,
there's actually, there's a track. Maybe I can play it. I don't know if I've ever played it on air. It's called This Track Versus My Laptop Fan, because he just had, like, so much stuff going on in the song that it was, like, cooking his computer.
Oh, that's funny.
That one's pretty good. But, yeah, I feel like a lot of Mr. Bill music kind of sounds like you're getting, like, you're, like, moments away from a blue screen of death, but your little homie is, like, pushing as hard as it can.
Your little homie being your laptop.
The computer,
okay,
yeah.
Yes.
At least mine's my friend. I don't know how you treat yours. I just saw you, like, drop it.
That was an accident. I, like, crossed the charging wire, and then it fell, and then Diego was like, we're about to talk, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I was like, get on. Okay. Do you want me to just go play my stuff more? You don't have anything cute?
I have a song, but it's very, like, angsty rock.
Angsty rock. Okay, so am I supposed to? I can, like, slowly transition into that.
I guess, like, it's more up to you. Like, do you want to transition into that, or
yeah,
do you just want to play
we
whatever?
Can move. We can flow like the ocean.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No,
so true.
So true. Let me. I want to do two songs by Eric Doa. One's a little bit more chill, and then the next one is a little bit more like boppy. And then I think that can lead into, like, the rock, maybe.
Okay, I mean, I could also do chill music. Oh, wait, yeah, play what you want.
We'll figure it
out.
No,
play what you want.
You know, we're just here. But Eric Doa, his album came out. I haven't listened to the whole album yet. It's called Why Suffer For Us, or it's an EP. But the two tracks that I wanted to play were singles that were released a little bit earlier. One of them is called Song For When The Bar Closes, and the other one is called Do Ya. And Do Ya is really, really good. Song For When The Bar Closes is really clever. Like, I really like a lot of the stuff that's happening in that song. It's very, like, there's a lot of, like, reversed samples, I guess. And I always appreciate that in music because I think it sounds very eerie and, like, weird, but, like, also familiar.
Wait, what do you mean reverse samples?
Like, it's, like, the sound just played backwards. So it'll be, like a violin or something, but it's played backwards, and, like, the sound sounds familiar but still very, like, warped.
Oh, interesting.
I guess so.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think if you, like, listen to, like, a guitar played backwards, you'll be able to tell it's a guitar, but it sounds really weird.
It's because of the timbre. I don't know.
Timbre, but yeah.
Timbre.
Isn't it timbre?
I don't know. I took a music engineering class in.
Oh, man.
And Daniel Fox, like, shout out, would always be like,
the timbre.
I think I
it makes more sense to be not timber, because like timber is already a word
and it's like Kesha. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. The original brat. Okay, let's do song for when the bar closes. Honestly, it doesn't really matter what songs we play, like, energy-wise, because we talk so much in between.
I know, just play. Yeah? Just okay. Play.
Here's song for when the bar closes. Give me one more song. I don't feel it yet. Should I take one again? Forever in your debt. Girl, I love you to the end. I don't want to leave you. When the lights come on, I just want to dance. So that was Song for When the Bar Closes. I'm going to swap the auxes just real quick, because that one sounds a little crunchy. I don't know if it's the like aux itself, or maybe my computer, or maybe just the speakers in here for a bit, but it felt crunchy on this song and the last one, both in the headphones and on the speakers. So maybe it's not the speakers. It's got to be the cord of the laptop. Anyway, let's get back into the music as fast as possible. Don't let me start yapping. Here is Do Ya. Same artist, very different vibe. I love this one. It's very fun to just like kind of bounce and rock to. So get up and dance. Here is Do Ya. Cause I'm on the latest. I know that you can think you better don't say it. You promised me the world, but you never came. This time.
Hey.
Hey. It's Teresa. It's so bad. It's
like, excuse me?
No, it's bad.
it's disrespectful.
It's beautiful, but like kind of for its vulgarity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the point.
It's like early Madonna.
I don't know early Madonna.
It's fine. Sorry. Never mind. It's okay. Okay, what did you think of Eric Doa? Eric Doa, I think is how I'm supposed to say it.
I liked him. Yeah. It was good.
Stuff, right?
I think I'll check him out.
He's very, like, I like his writing a lot. It's very, like, angsty and kind of juvenile, honestly, mm-hmm. but it's fun to just listen to that, you know?
And, like, who isn't angsty and juvenile
right?
At
yeah,
times?
That's what, I feel like he's very, like, authentic about, like, no, we're all kind of, like, little kids.
We're silly goofy.
We're silly sometimes. but, yeah, he's good. Big range, too. Lots of fun stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yours.
Okay. I wanted to play Riot by Daisy Grenade. I just recently, I guess, like, found this band. I literally only know, like, 2 or 3 songs from them, but they're coming to Worcester. But that's in, like, June.
Worcester.
But I would love to see them just because this is fun, like, energy, and I feel like it would be fun to go to... I don't know.
Have you seen any videos of them performing yet, or?
I don't really do that. Do you do that?
I feel like sometimes if I like an artist, I'll like try to find their socials or something and see if I can find anything that they've like performed in.
Oh, to like see if you like the vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess that's smart.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start doing that.
I might be a little bit more like thinking about it from like a electronic slash like DJ slash club perspective because you don't want to go to a set that's like all. Sorry, maybe you do. I don't want to go to a set that's like a bunch of like frat boys and like. And, like, low, deep house the whole night kind of thing.
Wait, but if you know the artist, wouldn't you just, like, know if they'll play that or not, regardless of seeing
Well,
their...
right, but, if I just found the artist. Oh. Like you did with
yeah, but Daisy this, yeah, Grenade. This is, that's not very relevant, I
yeah,
feel like,
anyway.
To, like, this genre.
Yeah, good point.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's ironic, because I don't think... I'm an angry person, but I like very angry music, and this one's very angry. Also, I love singing, but I wish I could sing with the, like, angry, yelly quality, because, like, they do that in this song, and, like, if I'm singing, like, I can't do it if I'm singing along,
the
which
kind
is
of,
sad.
Like, what kind, like, the misery business kind of, like,
no,
sing, or even more, like, growly.
No, you'll hear, they're, like, yelling.
It's, like, yell, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. This is Riot by Daisy Grenade.
Nickelodeon Society.
That's good. I like it. That's such Thank a fun, you. Like, guitar intro, too. Like, as soon as the track starts, you can feel the energy that's going to be. Oh, are you... Can you not hear yourself?
No.
I can
Well,
hear
I can't
you.
Hear you, but okay. it's fine.
Yeah, it's definitely those headset. That headset. Try those, maybe?
I don't know, because this one has the light on.
Oh, but was that... That's what was working just earlier, right?
Yes.
Huh. Well...
I don't know. It's
I
fine.
I can hear you.
It's fine.
Okay. But, yeah, that's a great track. I love the energy, and you're right. I think seeing that live would be really good.
Yeah, and they're opening for a band I also like.
Who are they opening for?
Honey Revenge. They're just, like, another pop-punk, like, angsty band, I guess. But they're also smaller, which is cool. Mm. But Worcester's far.
Worcester's pretty far.
Yeah.
I went there both days for Breakaway this
oh,
year.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. In Iman...
Did you take the commuter rail?
No, Nate drove me.
Oh, I see.
Times.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just helped pay for parking.
Yeah, yeah.
But Iman lives there, and every time he hits the show in Boston, he comes here. And then if it's, like, past 2, like, he can't commuter line back, and he has to Uber back. And it's, like...
He doesn't just crash somewhere?
He has, like... I've offered my place, but he's, like... He mentioned one time after a show, because it was, like, 3 in the morning, he's, like, I would totally take you up on it, but for some reason, like, ever since I was a kid, I've never been able to sleep in, like, any bed other than, like... my own bed in my own like
Ever?
Roof yeah like he had to stop going to like sleepovers and no! stuff because he couldn't sleep. I'm like, that's so sad, Iman. But he always gets home safe, we always make sure. No, but yeah, that's good energy. And before we lose it, I think I'm gonna play 2 more tracks that I've been listening to
yeah.
a lot lately.
Yeah, do it.
That are good energy, really fun, and from Arcane Season 2, which I watched with my brother, and it's so good.
No spoilers,
dude. I know, no spoilers, but you have to get on it, dude.
I'm rewatching season one, and, like, I forget so much, and it's stressing me out. I was watching it at work today, and I was getting really stressed.
We can spoil Season 1. Like, people have... If you haven't seen it by now, that's your fault. Yeah.
So, but,
like, no, Season 1 is tragic. Like...
Wait, but now we're going to spoil it for myself because I don't remember
You
that
don't remember?
Well.
Okay, never mind. Well, that's your fault as well. No, I'm kidding. Okay, but I'm going to play 2 tracks. One of them is called Paint the Town Blue with Ash Nico, which is a great vocalist.
Yeah.
I love Ash Nico.
Yeah. Do you know Maggots, I think, by the same artist?
I don't know. What do I have by Ash Nico?
I could be
I
wrong.
Only
I could
have
be missed
this one
like,
for now,
remembering.
But I have, like, other features. But I also just love, like, their vibe. Like, Ash Nico's, like, representation and aesthetic is so, like, cyber eerie, like, like, I don't know. It's very, like, non-human. It's very
yes,
fun.
Yes, yeah.
And then I also want to play Renegade, which has Rajakumari rapping on it, which is really fun. Her energy is super good. So I'm going to play Paint the Town Blue first because I think it matches the energy a little more. And then we'll go into Renegade, which is a little bit more, I don't know, something else. Who knows? Here it comes. Oh, you want a villain? Let me show you how I evil. Oh, you think I'm difficult? I'll show you all my devil. Sharp shooter, lethal, top of fortune like an eagle. Welcome all your whistles. I'm a machine, diesel. Crush you all beneath me. You bitches in my pup. You're drooling for a squeaky. I squash you like a bug. Battlefield grease. Sing my nails into your peach. Dead, dead, deceased. Like, wow. Paint the town blue. Riots all around you. Paint the town blue.
popping, then you know we showing up. Bad beef from the east to you repping, just throw it up. Real brothers show me love, cause they loving the way I bust. These clocks, semi-automatic, rev it, gear it up. If we popping, ain't no stopping, these bullets don't give a fuck. Who you with, what your color, your papa, your mother, son. We do this for fun, million, money, mega, chun. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. We never stop, stop shit. This that Brit mosh pit. Bring it back, never lie. This that King Kong drift. Aim and pop that prick. This that get back brick. Ain't no halo on my head. Bitch, I'm not Saint Nick. Bring it back. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. I'm major, we ain't afraid to die. Spit hot ta, masala, ghost chili burn like fire. Bazooka, slay through ya, I'll put you back in line. My bitch is down to ride, you ain't a friend of mine. I'm never gonna let you in, no champion, I'm the real dandada. If you really wanna break it down, I'll burn the ground, I'm a fire starter. She the bullet and I'm the gun, bad bitches never run. Never run, 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 run. It's the gun, tell these bitches we with it, we never run.
Those are tunes right there. Riot knows how to cook with media. And I love Raja Kumari's vocals. Like, she has a collab with Krella. Do you know Krella at all? She has like a lot of older. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, that's an old hit from her for sure. She has a track with Raja Kumari, and I think it's called like Goddess or something. And it's just about them talking about like being like. The hot girls.
Yeah.
And it's like so.
Brat.
Brat. It's very, it was Brat like 2.5 years before Brat. They honestly really set the stage.
Is it Brat in like an angsty way though?
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I don't know if it's as angsty as much as it is. It's definitely more aggressive though. Whereas
yes.
I feel like Brat is more like passe, like not passe, but like, what is it? Like,
I don't
it's
know.
It's more subtle. You know, the art to Brat is really, like, it's in Arial font. It's low effort.
I think Brat is, like, yeah, like, I'm that girl. Like, you know.
Right,
like, I think it's
I
more
can
loud.
Do low effort because I'm that
girl.
Oh,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Goddess is about, like, I put in the effort because I'm that girl.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. glad we figured that out. Do you have anything that you want to play following that? Also, like... At some point, if you've seen Arcane Season 2, not you. I mean, once you do, we'll talk about it for sure. If you have and you want to talk about it, like, it's crazy. I have so much to say about that show and how beautifully it captures, like, the plethora of human psyche. Like, the range of human psyche and, like, how your environment impacts it, like...
You see that in season one.
In
obviously.
Season one, they do really well. In season two, they take it like I thought they would miss. I honestly
did you cry?
Yeah, I cried in episode 8, I think.
Okay,
and at the end,
did you cry in season one?
Yeah, I cried in season one at episode 4 or 3.
Wow, you know, I just watched episode 3. Is it
3 is the one right
when like. They,
we
yeah.
can say it. We can say it. Unfortunately, Powder tries to help and offs everyone.
No, I was so stressed. I was like scared when my coworkers who were like older, like, I don't know. Well, like, okay, no, that's fine. But, like, I didn't know, like if they know what I'm watching. And, like, I'm, like, standing there, like, sweating, like, eating my mac and cheese.
You were watching that at the lunch today. Yeah. No, it's an intense show. Like, it's hard to, like, I remember I encouraged you to have it on in the background, but I feel like it's hard to keep in the background.
No, I can't just so, watch like, in the background.
The art as well is so good. Yeah. Like, the art direction is handled so well.
We need more media like that.
We need more quality media. Yeah. Like passion project quality media, but, like, preferably without, like, the creative license of use, you know? Like, what, like Spider-Man... Into the Spider-Verse is like insane.
Yeah, there's
and across the Spider-Verse, but like the animators who worked on it were like working super overtime, and like a lot of them didn't really like it. Or not creative license, but like creative energy. I don't know.
Yes.
And some people were really into it and obviously down to go for that ride, but a lot of people
they shouldn't
were not.
Be like forced. Exactly. Yeah, of course.
That being said, they cooked like it looks good. Like all those overtime hours went towards something at least.
You're like
you may not have seen your family in weeks, but man, that movie.
Good job.
Good job. We love it. Do you have anything you want to play? I've got some stuff.
Are we trying to keep up the like what vibe are we looking for?
I don't know, man. I just played two songs from Arcane. Like we've lost it.
No, but like the vibes were there.
The vibes were kind of there. Right? Do you want to keep it a little angsty? Or?
No, I don't. No, I don't think I can keep up with the angsty vibe. Like, I like it, but I don't know if there's anything I want to play that's angsty vibe. Maybe you set whatever vibe you want, and then...
I set whatever vibe I want?
Yeah,
oh, man.
I don't like...
Okay, I'm gonna play Dead to Me by Viper Active, then. This is off of his EP, Bout to Break. This is his debut EP, I think, as well, maybe? It's not. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. But he opened for Nightmare, which I caught Nightmare's set this weekend. Super good.
Woo!
Woo! He's a crazy DJ. He was mixing, like, drop into drop into drop, like, every 15, 20 seconds, just having a blast and, like, hitting us with a bunch of stuff that I would not have expected. So, very fun time. Viper Active opened for him, but I missed that set because I was out at another club. That was a long day.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was a long day. I went from an a cappella concert to, like, hanging out with some professors and, like, grabbing dinner and then, like, going to a jazz concert and then a club and then the DJ set. It was, like, 13
You're
hours.
You're strong for that.
I am. I'm so brave.
I'm so proud of you.
Someone's got to do it, you know? but I love the energy that he's bringing into the scene so far, and I have another track that he collabed with Marshmello on Marshmello's The Roots album that I might play a little later, but for now I want to play Dead to Me because I love the intro bass, just hits, and as soon as I like turned it on I was like, oh yeah, this EP is gonna go, and it did. So check it out if you like it. Here it is. I spit my like that track a lot. That bass hits so hard. Like,
that was
right
fun.
At the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the like part, it, like kind of mid slash after the drop with that thin sine wave. That's just like,
wow. Ooh-wee. You really analyze your songs. Yeah. I kind of just like listen. I'm like, yep, I like mean, it.
Did you hear me? I literally went like that goes. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, and you're like, wow, you really analyze your songs.
No, but no, honestly, like, no. I don't parse pieces.
This is like, this is a feedback I got from Ryan once where he sent me a text. He's like, Diego, I really love the wobble gronk in this song. And then Ryan's like, yeah, me too, brother. But yeah, no, I don't know. I love trying to pick out the little,
I think
each
I should-
little track, try and dissect like how the person made it and like, oh, but that was like one sound and that was something else.
Yeah.
And they
wanted to. Because everything's intentional.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. There we go. I had like a whole 2 month part of the show where I was every week I was talking about AI music and like what I think it's going to do to the industry.
I haven't even thought about AI music.
Oh, it's like out already.
But like we don't know? Question.
No, it
mark?
Is. Like people are using
it. No, like
it.
We don't know like what is AI. Like are
oh,
there artists
yeah, there
who are
people
like claiming.
Who are releasing. Music that is heavily produced by AI already, which is like rough.
The extent of my AI music knowledge is like covers of Toad singing Chandelier by
That's not AI. That's a dude.
No, there's no way.
The chandelier cover by a Toad that dropped in like shortly after the real Chandelier dropped.
Wait, what? It's after.
Is a real.
It was
person.
Shortly after the. No, I feel like this was like a year ago thing on like TikTok.
No,
or something.
The Toad Chandelier has been out for a long time. There's a video of me freshman year
what?
Of college mocking it. I have a pretty good Toad.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I don't think I can drop it on air. It's like pretty shrill.
Okay.
But maybe another time.
Yeah, wait. Okay, I'll use a different analogy. Then
sure.
Was that an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay, Plankton singing.
That one.
Any
is
other?
AI,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Like any like SpongeBob. Just,
yeah.
Like characters singing. Yeah. Anyway.
Seven Nation Army, it's by Squidward.
That's so silly.
All right. Do you want to spread some knowledge?
Yeah. Okay. I have a PSA for y'all. Somerville free hearty meals for all PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everyone is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio and heartymealsforall.org.
Nice. Good job. What's your favorite hearty meal?
What would we define as hearty?
Like, I feel like a hearty meal has a lot of, like, it has the full spread of, like, the food pyramid. I mean, I guess the food pyramid's been, like, debunked at this point, right? But, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it has, like, a good grain, a good meat,
a good
vegetable.
I don't know
if
I think about my meals enough like that. Wow. I usually just think, like, protein, fiber, and then,
so,
like
your version
carb.
Of a hearty meal is, like, 40 ounces of steak.
No! I wouldn't even say that's hearty. Like, okay, hearty meals just sounds like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I feel like maybe this is, like, a bad take, but so much, like, Thanksgiving food is so, like, hollow and light. Like, stuffing and turkey and, like, corn.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fill, like, you fill up on mashed potatoes alone, and that's how it goes.
I guess. I honestly haven't had, like, a proper Thanksgiving meal in, like, a while. Like, that's because my family, like, just doesn't do,
no,
like,
yeah,
traditional
yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving meals
right.
anymore.
No, I'm just laughing at, like, what we're talking about.
Right? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Thanksgiving was, like, last month. It's Christmas
it's
now.
Christmas
get with
now.
It.
Yeah. Mariah Carey is in full swing.
I sang that at karaoke yesterday.
I added. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you do? Did you kill it?
Well, like me and my friends as a collective.
Yeah.
I was a little tired.
I changed the background of Alex and I's chat to Mariah Carey today. So Facebook has it as a theme. So
I'm going to get on that.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. It's everybody. I even took off Brat to do it. Yeah.
Low-key, like, it's time.
It is time.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of the green heart just yet.
But I think Brat has lived. Like, yeah.
It has.
Okay, the
lived.
Thing is, like, I've been a Charlie fan. No, okay, oh my god, no. Oh, I sound man. So pick me. No, never mind. I'm not going to finish that statement. Oh, I'm not going to finish it. Never mind. Just
I
play your music.
To Charlie before no, just, Brat. Just
pick a song.
Porter sold merch that said, I listened to Porter after he was cool. And it's like on the shirt, it has like a little like cute face on it. Like,
that's funny.
Anyway.
Because that was you.
That was, no. No, actually,
no, you started
yeah.
claiming it. No, I'm kidding.
I
oh,
did.
Really?
I started listening to Porter after the release of Worlds because I was oh. like a fetus when it came. No, that's not true. But I was like 13. So I was Whoa. Like just getting into like the scene.
Yeah. Wow. 13 to be getting into the scene is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, not like the club scene.
I know.
Like, I was like vacuuming.
In Wisconsin,
I was vacuuming Carrie Bullwig's basement. And like
shout out Carrie Bullwig,
and I was on Pandora, and I was like,
yes, Pandora like
Pandora
used to be so big, and iHeartRadio. Anyway,
speaking of iHeartRadio,
we love the radio.
Music,
let's get to it.
Love music. Do you want to play anything? Do you have? We've had a long enough break that I feel like it doesn't matter what the vibes are.
No, that's so true.
I've got some stuff to play from Party Favor. I've got. Gravity, which has been in queue for a long time. Some other stuff, I don't know.
Anything? I think I'm so sorry, that was
no,
like weird
good.
ASMR for your ears.
Just a little, but like it's fine.
I don't know. Like I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
you got it.
I'll play
you
something,
got it.
And then we'll figure something out.
I'll come more prep next time.
No, you're good. Thank you again for joining. It's fun. Good time. I'll play Breathe by Party Favor. Party Favor dropped an EP called The Party Never Dies. Oh, it's an album. Why is this an album and the other one is an EP? This one is 7 songs. This is an EP, in my professional opinion.
Wait, like...
Anyway, so, like, I feel like an album needs, like, a concise theme and, like, more than 7 tracks. It needs, like, 8 or 9 tracks, at
It's
least.
One off.
Yeah, it's...
From your criteria.
No, also, the songs aren't a united theme.
Okay.
Though, in my opinion. But go off, Party Favor. No, this does feature Body, which was the collab with Weezen, which is really good. I also really liked Enemy. Rinse Repeat is pretty good. And Your Love is really smooth, too. But Breathe was the one I added to the queue for the show. Frankly, do not even remember why. Let's just get into it
yeah,
for now.
Yeah.
Here it is. Breathe.
If you fall down, I'll be the only drug that you need. And if you call out, I'll answer every prayer that you speak. Gotta keep it up. Don't be giving it up.
remember why I added it to the list again. It's so clean.
Yes.
So smooth. What? Sorry. What were you gonna say?
I wasn't gonna say anything. I was just gonna breathe into the mic.
Oh, like breathe.
Yeah. Like. Like an exhale,
yeah,
if you will.
Like a relax-hale.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I liked that. It
has
it
potential.
Workshop.
It has legs. Hopefully it has lungs, too.
All right.
You breathe with those.
Yeah.
My laptop just, like, signed me out for no reason, and now my...
Is it not working?
I think my finger is too sweaty, so the finger sensor isn't working. This is a long-standing problem for all long
sweaty
fans.
Boys.
Yeah, for Diego.
Sorry,
I was gonna say.
Sorry.
Wow, I was gonna say like the real day one Diego fans know that he's like sweaty hands all the time. It doesn't make any sense, man. It sucks. Oh well, probably has something to do with my like egregious caffeine intake.
You think they're related? Like actually?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like hypohidrosis is like. Greatly related to like here.
I've never heard
it's like
of that term.
A lot of
yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, yeah, we'll knock it off eventually, but for now
a Celsius a day
keeps probably like age 33 away, I would bet.
I don't really even know what that means, but
do you think if you drink a Celsius every day starting at age 22, you make it to 33? Is that too dire?
Like, I think that you could. Like, there's still a lot of, like, other factors at play. But, like, that's not the best.
Anyway.
You know my take on energy drinks. They just scare me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Music.
Yeah. Do you want to play something?
Yeah. Okay, I'll play Favorite Liar by The Rex. This song is so good. I'd heard it. I found it because The Rex opened for All Time Low along with Water Parks. That was a fire lineup. Like, so good. That's how I also got into Water Parks. But, yeah, and, like, I think this is probably their biggest song.
It is, yep.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just, like, I don't know. It's, like, very nostalgic to me. Like, when I hear the song, I think of, like, band camp. In high school.
So you think of times before the first time you heard the song.
No, I heard this, like, I would listen to this around that time.
Oh, around that time.
Yeah,
so
it is
nostalgic for, like, when you first heard it, and now it's, like...
Yeah, because, like, I would listen to, like, them, like, a lot
this
time. But it's a good song. It's, like, I like it because I feel like there's, like, parts to it. Like, sections. I don't know. Just, you'll see.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear all the sections and parts
of
Favorite Liar by The Rex.
I remember going out to see the big rides, but without you knowing, I hope you're not too mad. I go alive. Pretend tonight, for just tonight. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna wake up feeling tired. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay there for a while. But that don't change the shore of life. Almost tasted the bloody lip.
but you think I'm alone. And I think you should know that I've got pretty girls. Yeah, I've got pretty girls taking me home.
No, okay, what I meant by the parts is like like it builds, it's like
it's, the Rex are really good at that.
Yeah, like builds and then goes down and then like builds again and goes down and like, but in a very smooth manner. And I just love that there's like a range of vibes and emotions, like at the beginning and end it's all like cutesy, wholesome, you know, and then like in the like chorus it's like, oh, but like grr.
Well, I think it really captures that, like, that feeling of like someone that you've been attached to and like cannot be anymore because like you've been probably pretty wronged by them or something.
Yeah.
And like your brain keeps going back to like, wow, that was so fun, or like, wow, I want that. And then you like hone in on the reality and you're like, no, that was really bad.
That's so true. Honestly, like, I've never like analyzed like what this is about. Like, it's
analyze vibes in songs. Like, artists are brilliant how they bring, yeah, like the vibes to match the lyrics.
No, because, yeah, like, I feel like that's, like, when, yeah, someone wrongs you, and, like, there's, like, the dichotomy of, like, the two, like, it feels like two separate people, too, and you're, like, yeah. I guess it's, like, a battle. It's, like,
exactly. It's, like, trying to decide, like,
who you want.
Yeah.
To, like,
is it worth the liar kind of thing, you know?
Wow.
Wow. And if not, just find the pretty girls to take you home, you know?
So true.
That bridge goes crazy.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I like it a lot. Thank
They're
you for
coming
sharing.
Back.
Yeah, no, I would love to see
in
them
like
live.
March?
I'm honestly, can I play my The Rex song? I'm
yeah,
just gonna do it.
Of course.
Yeah,
what?
Let's end with that.
The Rex. Sorry, I don't know what took
so
over.
That was also I was telling Rica that this used to play a lot at my house. Ryan used to play it a lot, and he was the one who showed me The Rex. I really like this track, which he also showed me. This is called Lone Survivor, and I love how the last chorus is very different from the other ones and very, very charged.
Mm.
Kind of similar, like, you know, they have so many different parts and, like, a really smooth kind of flow. Oh, it's almost, I don't want to say cinematic, but it's very story, you know,
yes.
It's all united.
Yes.
It's very good. They're good storytellers, good songwriters. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Button Pushers, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm Diego.
I'm Tarika Rika Risa.
And this is Lone Survivor from The Rex. Thanks for tuning in. This is also my last show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Last show of this season. I'll be out next week. And then I guess actually, no, it might be last show of the season. I don't know. Check
TBD.
My socials. Yeah, check my socials. And I'll let you know when the next show is. But hopefully around this time too. I got to keep this slot last semester. So hopefully it works again this time. Anyway, here's Lone Survivor. Might get cut short if the next
Bye.
DJ comes in. Bye. Have a nice night.
You're in the desert. All ties are severed. Despite my best effort. You're like, you're like, you're like, you're like whatever. Just cause I shot first. Don't mean it.